Hi, Rod. I just am so grateful, first of all, that you were agreeable in removing my interview. Once I discovered that Pardes is rooted in Kabbalism and also Jewish mysticism. So I want to communicate to your listeners that I do not want to have any form of mixture in my life. It's an area that the Lord has really been challenging me on, and I've been teaching on it. And so as you teach on these things, you can't teach on them without also being challenged by the very thing you're teaching. And so I'm so grateful for people in my life to hold me accountable. A dear, dear friend of mine who's one of my intercessors just today alerted me to the fact that Pardes is rooted in, as I mentioned, Kabbalism and Jewish mysticism. So I am covering my tracks because I have such a sober-minded awareness of the responsibility of teaching the Word of God that we are held to a higher standard. As James 3:1 says, "My brothers and sisters, not many of you should become teachers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly." Like I said, I'm sober-minded about the responsibility of teaching the Word of God. So anytime that I find that I have been in error or led others astray, or like this instance, for example, I want to bring correction to myself as soon as possible, because the last thing I want to do is lead anyone down a path that would lead to Kabbalism or false doctrine or anything like that. So, with all that said, the heart of what I was trying to communicate in our interview was the beauty of digging deep into the Word of God. I mean, there are endless treasures in the Word of God, and we still are able to do that, just not following Pardes. So the beautiful thing about the Hebrew mindset is that it incorporates dualistic thought. So it's about embracing opposite views or opposing ideas with a both and rather than an either or conclusion. So, for example, scriptures that say Jesus is both the Lamb of God and the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Also, hell is described as the blackest darkness and a fiery lake. So, with the Hebrew mindset, what it does is it recognizes that there are mysteries of God that are not meant to be understood. So, the Hebrews, they're able to hold this tension between biblical concepts without the consternation that comes from a Greek mindset. And I'll just read to you a quote from Marvin Wilson in his book, Our Father Abraham. It says, "All things, therefore, do not need to be fully rational. The Hebrew mind was willing to accept the truths taught on both sides of the paradox. It recognized that mystery and apparent contradictions are often signs of the divine. Stated succinctly, the Hebrews knew the wisdom of learning to trust in matters that they could not fully understand." And I love that about having a Hebrew mindset towards the Bible. But also, one of the beautiful things is, we can look at scripture and read it just as the plain text suggests. But then you can start digging deeper and find where references itself in, gosh, innumerable places. And that's the fun of digging, is going to those other locations in scripture that will give a more full meaning to the biblical passage that you're reading. And so we can definitely still do that. There are hidden truths within scripture. We know that, Proverbs 25:2 says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, to search out a matter is the glory of kings." So I just want to encourage your listeners to have fun digging deep into the Bible. And, there are all sorts of ways to do that by pouring into concordances, lexicons, commentaries, being directed by the Holy Spirit. I just will no longer be teaching about Pardes, now understanding that it's rooted in things that I do not agree with. So, thank you all for listening and understanding, and I really appreciate you, Rod. And more than that, I appreciate the people in my life that hold me accountable, because I do not want to lead others astray. Thanks for listening, everyone. Take care.